Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're scheduled to have two very important guests on with us today. One of them is Dar Jamal, an American who has been all over Iraq and other areas of the Middle East covering the war, an unembedded reporter. He's scheduled for the second hour, and another interesting guest coming up in the third hour. We'll tell you about a little bit later. In this hour, I want to get into all the day's news, the important information, and different developments. But I also want to spend some time on what the scientific community and what governments are up to with genetic engineering, with nuclear energy and weapons, and what's going on with super weapons like antimatter bombs. Because many of these different sectors of research, their own top scientists admit, are uncontrolled and could easily cause massive calamities, including the complete destruction of the planet, and yes, even the solar system. Just a few particles of antimatter can easily be billions of times, the words are 10 billion times stronger than the largest hydrogen bombs, nuclear weapons. And the government is openly testing and colliding and manipulating these, admitting that the mathematics shows a probability of mega explosions. And this goes to the mega reactions. This goes to the heart of the insanity of the New World Order. They are introducing algaes and bacteria that have been engineered. They are causing already major problems with the global biosphere. They are engaging in cross-species, new organism developments that admittedly can give rise to superviruses and superbacteria, and have done so. And that's just when these private and public and governmental laboratories admit to what they've done. So I want to spend 10, 15 minutes on this in this hour as calmly as I can. I want to go over it. And I want to try to make this a major focus of what we do here, because really no one else that I know of is spending any time on it or concerned about it. People love mythical Planet X's, and they love, you know, mythical patriot mythology and things that are conspiracy theories and can't be proven. In fact, a lot of people love to talk about imaginary concentration camps, and that they never want to talk about evidence. It's always what their cousins, brothers, nephews, neighbor, heard somebody who saw it, maybe thought they could have. And then it's in major newspapers are building camps, and people tend to kind of disassociate psychologically and divert themselves away from real things. You know, if you got video of Senate hearings where they're admitting it, oh, that's not a major story, but it'll go around the Internet for 10 years, some rumor. Well, let the rumors end and the documentation begin. That's what we do here. And let me assure you, it is very, very serious, and I intend to write some articles about this in the next few days. I've talked about it some in the past, but I've really dropped the ball on this subject, and so we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that today, and I'd like to get you, the listener's take on the things that I talk about, and of course you can add any of your interesting points to it. I'm always amazed by the incredible intelligence and ideas that you, the listeners, have. The websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and Infowars.net. We're about to develop some of the other websites that have lain dormant, like JonesReport.com and others here in the near future. You'll be seeing some new websites that are dedicated predominantly just to key issues. I'm going to have issue-driven websites that cover what I think are the most important facets of mass poisoning of the population and developments that could easily kill all human life or all life itself on this globe. I believe Jones Report in the near future, we're going to develop that and turn it into a site mainly dealing with extinction issues. We'll be right back after this break. I also have three audio clips we'll be playing. Lou Dobbs has been told to shut up about the UAE deal. More on the NSA situation with the spying. And a little parody piece about Alberto Gonzalez.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing crisis, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you know that business opportunity seekers worldwide are discovering the powerful opportunities in foreign exchange trading? In Forex, there are no employees, advertising, products, or organizations to build. It's just you, the internet, and your computer. With specialized personal training, you too will be able to make big money in the world's largest market. If you're searching for an alternative to more traditional home-based business opportunities, then Forex trading is for you. The $2 trillion a day Forex currency exchange market offers exciting opportunities in volatile times when other markets are unstable and insecure. This powerful Forex training program will teach you how risk can be managed very advantageously to minimize the downside while still maximizing the upside potential. To learn more about this exciting and profitable training opportunity, check out WebTactical.com. Sign up to begin your new career today. That's WebTactical.com or call 1-800-625-9039. That's 1-800-625-9039 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, big broadcast lined up for you today. Thank you so much for joining us on this final day of February 2006. We're already completing the second month of 2006. And coming up the next hour, Dar Jamal is scheduled. He's on the road, but we're looking for him to join us. He, of course, is a combat journalist. He has been in Iraq as a non-embed for months and months and months, off and on in the last few years. Incredible bravery, and he is scheduled to join us coming up in the second hour. And then we have the editor and publisher of Neocon and Neocon Again, himself a graduate of Annapolis, coming up in the third hour. Very interesting gentleman joining us then, an expert, in my opinion. I've heard him interviewed before, on the New World Order. I've got a 20-minute clip from CNBC's Tim Russert show. It's a long interview. I'm not going to air it all. We're airing it, of course, to just analyze some of the comments and critique the piece. But it's amazing. It's as if they had Alex Jones on there. In my films, like Road to Tyranny and others, we talked about the public fact that in 1996, $9 billion plus, I say $9 billion plus because I don't remember, it's nine plus, it's $9 billion something by the end. It was supposed to be $5 billion, but it went over. And I remember reading in industry publications, because that's what I mainly read, that, oh, yes, the major telecommunications companies, that all of the digital systems go through, the satellites, the internet, even landlines that are on copper wires are then digitized on the other end. It's all digital. That by 2001, October 1st, 2001, a quote, surveillance grid was to be in place. They didn't make any bones about it. And so I've been perseverating on the issue ever since, and that everything is fed through the NSA. The NSA actually has its own giant computers and hubs, and its officers in every major phone company hub in the country. Southwestern Bell, based in San Antonio, Texas. AT&T, they've now bought it, but AT&T based up in New York. All of these, every major hub that everything has to go through is the NSA. It isn't just connected to it. It is the National Security Agency and the Echelon system, just one of many. And I tell people that, and they go, what are you talking about? We post the industry publications, but it got attention on the website, but never national traction. Now they're coming out. See, if they want to use this on a daily basis against all of us for all crime and taxes and everything else, they've got to go ahead and condition us. Oh, it's just when Bin Laden calls America. No, that's not true. It's domestically. And part of this plan, it's also in mainstream news today, is the fact that every cell phone in America, by law, sold, every new phone sold it for 2001, by federal law, is tracked down to 15 feet. Now, they really work down to about 3 feet, but the federal law is 15 feet with a GPS tracker switch in it. Now, there isn't a GPS itself. It's a GPS tracker locator device that is triangulated by the cell tower systems down by federal law to 15 feet. And then now they offer it as a service. I told the story how I was up at a funeral a few months ago up in Fort Worth, Texas, and we're supposed to be there early, and we're lost because my dad and I went to the art museum beforehand, and we were going to be pallbearers. And so my dad says, I heard my new phone has a service where they can tell me where I'm at. He calls up, and he says, and they say, where are you? He has his own speakerphone in the car, and he says, let me look. And they go, well, we don't need to. You're at the corner of Main and this. And we looked up, and there we are driving past the sign. Yes, how did you know that? Oh, sir, we have you right here on a digital map. And so, but again, we already knew that, but here we were experiencing it. Here we were living it. Here we were in the middle of it. And so this grid is admittedly Pentagon designed, and they brag in industry publications that they are going to control the American people with it. It has nothing to do with terrorism. That's the backdrop, the excuse, the pretext. So we debate the Pentagon watching people and soldiers on the ground, and we debate NSA spying, but they only debate a shaving of the top of the iceberg, just a shaving of the tip, not even the tip. And then even with that, the majority of Americans in major polls don't like it. When they pose the question like, well, if Bin Laden's calling America trying to kill you, is it okay if it stops a terror attack to listen to some calls? And then over half say, no, it's not okay. I mean, imagine if you said, hey, everything you're doing is being tracked and traced through private corporations by the U.S. government. Is that okay with you? And they plan to use it to control you and dominate you? Well, no, you get 95% saying no. So we're trying to get a real debate going here. So coming up later, I'm going to play excerpts of this where they just admit it all. But they still try to spin it and say, oh, well, these NSA hubs, yeah, they're in control of everything, but it's just to hear the foreign phone calls. No, it's not. It's been declassified for decades. It's admitted. They publicly paid them for the NSA billions of dollars to come in and literally basically run the phone companies. I mean, it's amazing. And then I have this other clip that we're going to play right now concerning Lou Dobbs, who was told to shut up, told not to report on the UAE deal. And I just want to mention to everybody that UAE gave $1 million to the Bush Library. A sheikh from the United Arab Emirates contributed at least $1 million, at least, we'll learn it's $5 million next week. But the Bush Library Foundation, which established the George Bush Presidential Library at Texas A&M University in College Station. The new George Bush Library, they're now looking for land to build in Texas. Guess what? I've got the articles. At this major university, the university stole people's houses without just compensation to do it. So talk about Supreme Court rulings and Bush claiming he's pro-property rights when it says 7 of the 9 members are Republicans on the Supreme Court, and it was Democrats voting against it. Again, I'm not defending the Democrats. It's just George Bush is no conservative. But before I get to any of that, let's play this little parody piece. It's a little cartoon that we have up about the new law firm that Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez is going to be running. And, of course, it isn't as funny without the actual cartoon, but it's still pretty interesting. And I guess all humor that's good is based on reality, because everything they're saying in this little cartoon is really happening. Now go ahead and roll that.
The firm of Gonzalez, Watch, You, and Howe is here to help. I'm Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, and I will defend your right to spy on Americans. If you've been unnecessarily burdened by reckless laws and a frivolous constitution, I can help. If your opponents dare question your actions, I will charge that they are complicit with terrorists and are encouraging widespread personal injury. Gonzalez, Watch, You, and Howe will vigorously pursue any individuals who divulge your extra-constitutional affairs. Executive secrecy is job one. We are committed to winning any case of intra-party dispute and pledge to fight for your right to spy on America. Our knowledge of the law is so great, it must be held in strict secrecy, thereby proving its greatness. If we were to reveal the greatness of our secret arguments, they would no longer be secret. Ergo, they would no longer be great. The firm of Gonzalez, Watch, You, and Howe is here to help. I'm Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, and I will defend your right to spy on Americans.
Call now for a free consultation. Se habla español. Extra fees may apply for hunting accidents.
So there's that Mark Fuhr incredible cartoon. He churns those out every week. What a talent. That's up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com right now. Let's go ahead and roll this piece a lot more serious with Lou Dobbs talking about how they're trying to muzzle him, talking about the UAE. Hey, Lou, just go be a neocon like Rush Limbaugh, and you can get $287 million. Go ahead and roll it.
A rather astonishing new attempt to silence me and our coverage of this port deal and our reporting of what at least I consider to be legitimate national security concerns about this transaction. Dubai Ports World has actually refused to grant CNN any more interviews from Washington or London, and it's refused to allow CNN to videotape its operations in the United Arab Emirates and Hong Kong. If we were to show you the video on this broadcast, this is not the first time that Dubai Ports World has tried to silence me. Last week, a spokesman for the public relations firm that represents the company, Mark Dennis, declared CNN won't shut up Lou Dobbs, and as a result, they weren't going to cooperate. Well, let me assure you that this latest attempt to silence our reporting and to explore the national security interests, just like their last effort, won't succeed. CNN's management, to its great credit, says it won't comply with any of Dubai Ports World's demands. And I'll guarantee you that we're going to continue to report on the facts of this deal. We're going to continue to analyze it. We're going to continue to absolutely scrutinize our elected officials and administration officials who, in some cases, are not being straightforward about the national security interests and the reasons motivating this deal. That's my opinion, and that's part of the reason I'm here. Still ahead, how years of failed U.S. trade policies help set the stage for this deal.
All right, so now let me just boil something down. I remember 7-8 years ago, everybody loved O'Reilly. He was talking about the Illuminati, gun control being evil. He built an audience doing that. And then he's ban SUVs, world government's good, arrest all the militia people once he got the audience. It's like Oberman. I mean, he's doing a pretty good report every night now. He's getting the big audience. Lou Dobbs, who I think is the best of all of them. I mean, long term, he's been the best. He's been doing it for a decade that I've been watching him, and he's never backed off. But Oberman's very suspect, and so is, look at O'Reilly. He's not even suspect. We know what he is. But CNN likes to do this. I mean, they're run by the Pentagon, and they keep Dobbs on a short leash. I think Dobbs is a patriot overall. He wants to be able to tell the truth. They know it'll give him an audience, so the mainstream media is losing such a market share that they found they have to put people like Dobbs and Oberman on to just keep any viewers. And in fact, I've talked to a lot of people high up in the industry, talk radio, national TV, you name it. In fact, there were a couple news articles mainstream about it yesterday. we are gaining the audience. Alternative media is exploding on a thousand fronts, and they're imploding unless they're doing real reporting, at least to some extent, like Lou Dobbs. But good job to Lou Dobbs. I mean, you know, this is, I mean, this whole pork deal is completely corrupt and rotten from head to tail. We'll be right back.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Matson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. It, you'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of death. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's 1 in 4 adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I was talking about how Overman and Dobbs and others try to get credibility by reporting on serious issues. And I said that I trust Dobbs more than I trust Overman, though I think Overman obviously is very talented. And Jeff Rent says he knows him, says he's a nice guy. But to make a long story short, remember how Anderson Cooper during the flooding was throwing fits and getting mad and saying the government was screwing up and he was angry? It turns out that CNN memos were released, and again, it was in the mainstream news a month after, that they told him to do that, and that was all staged to try to gain credibility. Because after he got everybody angry, after a few days of griping, suddenly everybody else on Fox and in other channels, not just CNN, started doing the same thing. But then they'd say, FEMA needs more power. You see, they'll tell you the truth about the problems and then give you a bad solution. FEMA already had the power and blocked the aid, so when they, quote, screwed up, they get even more funding. So this is the type of stuff they're doing, hanging on by their fingernails, trying to maintain some semblance of credibility. And that's why more and more, major mainstream radio shows around the country are bringing the truth out, and not just to maintain credibility. A lot of their own anchors, a lot of their own people, they're good too. They're just trying to get a paycheck. They want to tell the truth. They want to follow major stories. They want to be real reporters. It's exciting and fun to tell the truth. It's exciting to expose corruption. We're built and designed to do that. But many people in the mainstream media are not allowed to do that. That's why I love the Genesis Network, which never gives me any guidance. I wish I'd get a little bit more. It's the complete opposite. Jack Blood's talked about that. He said, this is the first network I've ever been on where they don't tell me anything and don't ever restrict me. And he's every other place he ever worked, they did. Well, Genesis doesn't do that, folks. And that's why it is so incredibly special. I guess there are a few other Patriot networks that don't censor as well. And that's good, because that's what we need. And we need to support that. Now, coming up, I'm going to get into super weapons and things that can destroy all life on the planet and how crazy the elite is. But I want to go ahead and get started with this, and then later I'll play more of it. NSA uses private firms for massive unchecked domestic surveillance. Thanks to a heads up, it goes on. A raw story picked up this from CNBC. We were able to capture the broadcast of CNBC's Tim Russert. Russert interviewed James Risen. Robert O'Hara Jr. The video contains 24 minutes of clips from CNBC's Saturday broadcast. James Risen broke the NSA warrantless domestic spying story for the New York Times. Broke it. If anybody would just go to the industry publications and what happened in 96, you can read mainstream publications admitting that the NSA is literally running the digital hubs at all the major phone companies and telecommunications companies. It all runs through them. I mean, all the satellites run through them. Your cell phone call runs through them. This network runs through them. Everything runs through it. Well, go ahead and roll part of that clip, and we'll get to the rest of it after the break. Here it is.
Enter James Risen, who wrote the story first for the New York Times and then his book about the NSA, National Security Agency, eavesdropping in America, picking up phone calls from here to overseas, trying to help in the war on terror. What kind of technology is used to do that?
Well, we only really, most of what the NSA program that we've written about is still highly classified, and we only really have the outlines of the technical side of it. But what we do know is that what the NSA has done is gotten the approval and authorization from President Bush and the acceptance of some of the major telecommunications companies that Bob was talking about to access the major switches that are kind of the gateways and the hubs between the domestic telecommunications system and the international telecommunications.
Explain that, Jim.
Essentially, as I understand it, there are a series of major gateways along the borders of the U.S. telephone system that are kind of the entry and exit for the major fiber optics lines going in and out of the country, both for email and for telephone, cell phone, everything. And that basically, as communications come in and out of this country, they have to go through major hubs, gateways, switches. And it's at that point that the NSA has gotten backdoors from these major telecommunications companies to basically vacuum up things going in and out of there.
Okay, hit pause there. Pause it, back it up a few seconds. When we come back, I'll play a few more minutes. I'm not going to play at all. Now, again, there's lies everywhere. Okay, it is admitted that they paid $9 billion to literally put in the computer systems in the late 90s, starting in 96, and then it was to be finished by law October 1st, 2001, in all telecommunications hubs, in all the switching centers. The government has agents and technicians under federal law sitting inside the phone companies. But this is the most I've ever heard them on national TV admit to it. it's a very small part of it, the international communications. But see, they're limiting it to that in this discussion because they've been told the domestic activities are classified and they'll be arrested if they talk about it. Well, we're going to talk about it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know you could be punishing your diesel engine if you don't use a diesel fuel conditioner in the winter? Winter conditions don't just call for an anti-gel, but a host of additives, as diesels have trouble in the winter, especially when idling. SFR Diesel, with its multifunctional additive package, prevents soot buildup, maximizes performance, and improves mileage. If you want to run longer, run stronger, use SFR Diesel Diesel Fuel Conditioner. Call 888-USE-SFR number 1 for a store near you.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
So they're slowly introducing you to the spine. It's like the ports. Oh, they're getting 6 ports. They're getting 8 ports. They're getting 12 ports. They're getting 20 ports. They're getting 21 ports. They're getting 25 ports. They're getting 10 ports in Canada. Oh, one of their chief executives is going to run all security on all the ports in America. Oh, the chairman of the board signed off at the federal agency for them to be able to take over these ports. He got billions of dollars from them. Oh, they're paying for the presidential library. Oh, you see, it's the same thing with this NSA spying. Oh, we're just listening to bin Laden's calls. Oh, we're listening. We run the telecommunications companies, but it's just to listen to foreign calls. Oh, we're listening to all your domestic calls. Oh, we're tracking your cell phone down to a few feet. Oh, we're going to arrest you if you criticize the government. Oh, we need to. This is all happening. See, it's just slowly being brought out. First, they'll bring out a little teeny bit of it, have a debate about that, try to convince you, and then bring in more and more. It's amazing. But as they reveal more of themselves, our credibility explodes because we've been here for a long, long time detailing all of this, and a lot of the general public who wouldn't listen to us, wouldn't check out our claims, wouldn't check out what we posted, wouldn't look at our facts, wouldn't watch our films. They just, oh, that ain't true. Now they're hearing it on their nightly news with the spin that it's all wonderful, of course, but they're starting to go, wait a minute, I heard that Alex Jones. I heard others talk about this. So let's play a few more minutes of this whitewash. Oh, it sounds real hardcore, but it's a whitewash by Russert's long weekend show that he does, his more extended show, not Meet the Press, but the other one he does on CNBC, the Tim Russert show. Go ahead and roll it. He's there talking to one of the NSA whistleblowers and the author that, quote, broke the story that the NSA has snooping hubs. Oh, he needs a Pulitzer. Oh, it's so incredible. Here it is.
NSA has gotten backdoors from these major telecommunications companies to basically vacuum up things going in and out of there. And the question that we still are wrestling with to understand this program, there seems to be two major aspects of it. One is actual eavesdropping on individuals, their communications, both email and telephone, going through those. There also seems to be large data mining operations being conducted by NSA into this bloodstream of the telecommunications network. It seems that those two operations may be separate but parallel. In other words, that they're both doing this warrantless eavesdropping on individuals. At the same time, they're doing this larger data mining operation looking for patterns of telephone and email usage and behavior.
So when you say data mining, they have a name, and they keep trying to find out how that person is behaving.
Well, the possibilities for the way you could do it would be very extensive. You could look for anybody using the word jihad, for instance, or Osama bin Laden, in their communications, in their email, in their telephone calls, and you could then look for patterns of people using that. That is essentially what Echelon is. Echelon is the public name for what the NSA has been doing overseas for a long, many, many years. They have been doing kind of keyword searches all over the world outside the United States in the past, using their vast computing power and their ability to monitor foreign communications. Now it's possible they're doing the same thing inside the United States.
Robert O'Hara, you used the term the security industrial complex. Explain.
Many people recall that President Eisenhower warned about something called the military industrial complex when he left the White House in 1961. And it was a powerful message that he wanted to leave with the American people, that the military machinery, the industrial machinery that was protecting us or helping to protect us during the Cold War, and the military bureaucracy had very strong ties, and he warned that those strong ties were developing and strengthening in secret, outside public scrutiny and outside public accountability. And he said that those relationships and that new power threatened our values, our American values of democracy and openness. Security industrial complex is, I'm trying to echo Eisenhower's warning in the sense that there now is a security industrial complex in the ties between the information industries, which are the computer suppliers, the network builders, and the information companies, and the government to protect us. And there's no question that we not only can that benefit, but we have to use information technology well in this new world. And there's tremendous benefits. But I think what I've documented pretty well, in a sense, is that a lot of this is happening behind the cloak of secrecy, and it's way beyond our understanding and our laws and regulations. And from an old-fashioned journalistic perspective, I find that unacceptable, and I think many Americans will too, when they come to understand.
All right. So, and if we have time later in the third hour, I'll play a few more minutes of it, so try to pause it there and keep it at that point, because that's about 8 minutes in. You can watch the whole 24-minute clip up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com right now. So I wrote some notes listening to this. Number one, they're the supposed whistleblowers. They're supposed the good guys. Notice how they narrow the spectrum of debate. They're saying, oh, this is good. Oh, we need this. Oh, keep us safe. Oh, we need to look at this. Oh, but this is a little secret and a little bit dangerous. And, oh, this is just for overseas. And this is just for, and they're working with private companies. And this is, Number one, most of what the National Security Agency does, according to the really scholarly reports that have been done in the last few decades, is economic espionage. Let's say you own a small American computer company with maybe 1,000 employees, relatively small, and you're developing new computer software, new circuits, new microprocessors, or let's say you're developing a new biotech development. Let's say anything that's technological, industrial. The NSA, especially if you're a successful company, but you're not on the inner circle of the New World Order, doesn't just have the computers listening to every word, reading every email, and they have computers that do that, reading every fax. You have actual bugs in your offices. You have, in some cases, dozens and dozens of employees who also dually work for corporations. People work for private corporations that compete against you, and they work at NSA, and the NSA on secure computers and servers and private networks, hardware, wired in. They're in there viewing everything you're doing, looking at your diagrams. They know more about your business than you do. And then they take that and give that to select companies, select corporations, Carlyle Group, IBM, many others. And then those are then taken to client states, Japan, China, India, and developed basically by the slave labor populations at the factory level and by people being paid about a third as much as their actual software engineers and electrical engineers and others. And so, again, this is the so-called free market. It's our own government, which is globalist, giving this to select globalist corporations to affect a monopoly or an oligopoly of information. Also, they look at trends. If they start, as one NSA connection told me, if for a few months they keep hearing people just grassroots keep talking about strawberries, 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 that will then be passed on to certain corporations involved in food, ConAgra, others, Archer Daniels Midland and others, about, oh, there's a big trend towards strawberries. Or let's say that they pick up on the trend that some particular new type of audio pod or MP3 player is more popular, and the people want a certain thing. There are then data summaries sent just on marketing, okay? And then the government will say, well, private industry is already spying on everything you do, tracking, data mining. Why can't the government? Well, it's seamless. It goes both ways. They share and sell the data to each other, and you'll have a former NSA officer, a former defense intelligence officer, a former congressman retires, then he goes and heads up a new security company based in Dallas, the one example in USA Today, that then makes hundreds of millions of dollars a year going and hooking in hubs into the major, say, pizza chains was one example, and then instantly uploading that data and selling it to local police departments around the country. You go, what are you talking about, Alex? Well, here's an example. It was a headline, 2 years ago now that I've talked a lot about, just one example of literally hundreds. Scoff laws caught when ordering pizza, I believe was the exact headline, and it said that the major pizza chains in America, and this is one example of retail sales, that because people who may have warrants or people who don't even have forgotten they have a warrant, haven't paid a ticket, or actual hardened criminals, when they call to get a pizza, they don't suspect, and they've got to give their real name, they've got to give the real address of the credit card, they find out where you're living, staying with a buddy, shacking up, whatever, you know, staying in somebody else's apartment, and that it's instantly flagged when they're taking your data down with the major pizza chains. It is instantly logged into this private company in Dallas, who then, by the way, gets paid 20% of all court fees and filings on top of another fee just for the law enforcement agency, state, federal, and local, that subscribe to it. So it, quote, isn't the NSA doing it. It's just the NSA and then even local governments in this seamless interface, and then they add the carrot to the carrot and stick equation because they then make hundreds of millions of dollars. This is one company doing this just through food delivery companies, i.e. mainly pizza chains. So you think you're living in a free country, folks. Every time you call one of the major pizza national chains, there's four of them, every time you call one of those national chains, it is instantly uploaded to federal, state, and local computers, but through the Nexus port of a private company that got around the federal laws by contracting itself with the private pizza companies. So see, there's your freedom. Yeah, you're with Al-Qaeda. We're just listening to bin Laden calling America. It's no big deal. And in reality, it's when you're ordering a pizza. And then you say, well, I don't think to hide. The point is the government throughout history is more criminal than any other organization, any other crime syndicate, any other individual or group. So they are the ones that have got to be restricted, controlled, and watched. Who's watching them? Who's controlling them? No one. They're looting the shop. They're going wild. They're openly talking about martial law and how good it is. You see? So I want to ask the police officers listening, you know, you got to get a warrant to go in somebody's house. Well, why then, when you call and order a pizza, is your background being run? Again, this is amazing. And now with the face scanning cameras, knowing your identity going up nationwide, that is software hooked into those digital cameras. We have the license plate reading cameras with the software going in nationwide. First place I saw it was 5 years ago in Indiana. Now it's everywhere. Classic couple years ago, the Florida town, every car that goes through, they, quote, run your background and have cops waiting. Well, that's already nationwide. They just are now incrementally announcing it. Oh, to track traffic, we're going to track your cell phone by name just to see how the cars are moving. Oh, we put the cameras in for traffic. Oh, but now it's going to be for anti-terror and anti-crime. Oh, we put up those big signs and the locals take over the radio and the feds take over the radio for Amber Alerts. But now it's going to be anti-gun messages taking hours and hours a week of radio programming randomly away from the stations with government break-ins. See, this is the seamless web of control. And there are hundreds of other points. In the interest of time, I've got to stop right there. I've got to stop right there because guests are coming up. We're not even taking calls this hour because I'm too busy covering news. I mean, this is my frustration. This is what I deal with. This is what I face every day. This is what I look at. This is what I know is going into place in front of everyone. And they're busy spinning it. Even the guys we can, quote, trust, the whistleblowers, those guys are, that's total op. I mean, they're just there churning it out. Okay, now let me get into planet-destroying technologies. Planet-destroying technologies. 2 years ago, I was sent an email, and there was a San Francisco Chronicle article with a link to the Federation of American Scientists, where top scientists were saying that there are antimatter bombs that have already been created after capturing these particles, that just a few particles of it are billions of times more powerful than the most destructive nuclear weapons, warheads. And it was funny. I was on a radio show last night. I was being interviewed by Jeff Rentz, and I just mentioned it, and I thought I'll type it in Google because it had disappeared. The articles had been pulled. Not a retraction, just they disappeared. I looked for it. Paul Watson had looked for it. We were going to write an article about it. Well, suddenly it was back up last night, but the article had been changed. The article had been changed. San Francisco Chronicle, Air Force pursuing antimatter weapons program was touted. And then it says that later reporting on it was, quote, banned. And we posted that up on Infowars.com. And I have another little article here. This is just today out of Wired magazine. Mutant algae is hydrogen factory. And they've produced these little algaes that have these photosynthesis antennas. And they are very fast breeding. And they're just going to release them in the environment because they can, quote, get a power source out of it. You see, when you mess with bottom of the food chain, algaes, fungi, bacteria, animal bacteria, plant bacteria, when you start messing with this, you mess with the foundation. And their top scientists warning, people who are genetic engineers, experts on this, that this is insane. And an example of it from 15 years ago is that oil-eating bacteria, now showing it can cause problems. But this is the tip of the iceberg. There are thousands of companies randomly splicing and dicing cross-species bugs with human genes, pigs with human genes, plants with bug genes, and then the plants are jumping into other plants. And it's creating life forms and combinations that never existed before. And then it's able to bridge the gap because their genetic code has been broken open to where it is now diseasing the other base genetic systems. And then the top scientists, even people that run these companies, quit and go, it's insane. All the rats we feed this to die, but we're feeding it to the population. It's insane. It's giving rise to superviruses. It's classified. I can't talk about it. They admittedly in the U.S. have two bacteria on the shelf that admittedly will kill the entire biosphere. If they release them, it eats everything. Okay? No ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's not a science fiction movie. It's actually going on. Why is the elite doing this? Why are they engaging in things like this? You know, they're worried about Iran 10 years away from having an A-bomb if they're left alone and allowed to buy thousands of centrifuges. And when they were complying with all the UN... I mean, it's a joke. It's just like the article a couple days ago out of the big Delaware paper where they're going to dump hundreds of millions, yes, hundreds of millions of gallons of diluted nerve toxin, nerve agent, chemical weapons right into the ocean. And I say, hey, what's the big deal with that? We had the article a few months ago admitted the U.S. government dumped hundreds of millions of gallons of pure nerve gas directly into the Atlantic Ocean right off the shore. They dumped hundreds and hundreds of submarine nuclear reactors right off the California coast. I mean, this is the elite. Why are they doing this? Why do they have this death wish? Why are they factories of death? Why do they spray DU, the equivalent? This is the International Atomic Energy Agency's own numbers. The thousands and thousands of tons of DU that have been used just in the latest Gulf War, tripling what they used in 1991, is the equivalent of 400,000 Nagasaki bombs. It's the exact same stuff, poisonous, radioactive. The detectors all over are picking this up every time they use it. We're breathing it. A whiff of this is going to make your life miserable if it doesn't kill you. And they're just busy using it all over the world now and improving grounds right here in America, because the Nagasaki bomb, what, weighed just a few pounds? What was it, 4 pounds? I'm going from memory here. Well, they're using just, I forget, I've got the numbers right here in some articles. It's just hundreds of thousands of tons, excuse me. It's like 300-something thousand tons. I mean, they're massively using this all over the place, so it's 400,000 times the Nagasaki. I mean, that's their admission. Why? Why are you? Meanwhile, the environmentalists are running around going, we've just got to get the farmers and ranchers' property off limits so they can't plant crops because they're killing the earth. And then their Rockefeller Foundation funded just used to steal private property from the citizens. So the environmentalists are running around bumping into each other all, oh, we're so good, we're so loving, don't let them build shopping malls, they're going to kill the earth. Meanwhile, oh, let's just release a fungus that can take over. Oh, let's just spray DU everywhere. Oh, let's make x-ray, you know, x-ray lasers. They're doing all of this. We'll talk about antimatter weapons. Oh, yes. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free.
Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Coming up in the next little five-minute segment, we start the hour. We'll talk to Wyatt and James. I've been holding a while. Then we got Dar Jamal, combat reporter, been in the middle of it over in Iraq. He'll be joining us. Talk about the bombing of that shrine and a lot more. Before we do that, listen, I'm not kidding about these antimatter bombs. They built all these antimatter traps around the world, deep underground. They found they tend to slow down, I forget, a couple miles under the earth, and they've got these underground facilities that catch them. That's declassified, and they also use superconducting super colliders to accelerate them. And I remember when they were going to build the South Texas, or the Texas superconducting super collider. It's not South, it's North Texas superconducting super collider. Top scientists, physicists, I mean, major prize winners were saying, listen, you start accelerating those, our mathematics show there is a high probability that it's going to cause an explosion that would easily vaporize the Earth, even the Sun, the entire solar system. This is black hole creating, fabric of space, dimensional warping type stuff. And you're going, well, that sounds like science fiction. Well, yeah, and the equations from 1905 that later developed the A-bomb in 1943, yeah, that was science fiction then too. And I've got this redacted article from the San Francisco Chronicle. Here it says, Air Force pursuing antimatter weapons. Program was touted publicly, then came official gag order. The U.S. Air Force is quietly spending millions of dollars investigating ways to use a radical power source. How about billions? Antimatter, the eerie mirror of ordinary matter in the future. And there's a quote here in it. It says, let me find the actual quote. The energy from colliding positrons and anti-electrons is 10 billion times that of high explosive, Edwards explained in his March speech. Moreover, 1 gram of antimatter, about 1/25 of an ounce, would equal 23 space shuttle fuel tanks of energy. Thus, positron energy conversion, as he called it, would be a revolutionary energy source of interest to those who wage war. And it could be trillions of times more powerful, the amount that is used in a hydrogen bomb, if you had that, a much smaller amount of antimatter and detonated it. And the article goes into the U.S. Air Force is quietly developing this, the most powerful potential energy source. And it goes on to say antimatter itself isn't fiction. It actually exists and has been intensively studied by physicists since the 1930s. In a sense, matter and antimatter are the yin and yang of reality. Every type of subatomic particle has its antimatter counterpart. But when matter and antimatter collide, they annihilate each other in an intense burst of energy. And it goes into these antimatter bombs. The original article I saw got into even more of it. So I do want to write some articles about this, the super algaes, the chimera cross-species developments that are so deadly, and just link to all the scientists and physicists and experts. They're doing all these things that are guaranteed to wreak havoc, guaranteed to cause major problems. Even when the mathematics show it can blow us all to kingdom come, it doesn't matter. They just do it. You know, you're sitting there one day making omelets one morning, and you don't even feel the heat of the blast on your cheek as you and your family are vaporized, and the entire solar system disappears. You don't even, it's just boom, we're gone, boom, we're gone. Thanks a lot, government. Thanks a lot, New World Order. They are on such power trips. They are so Looney Tunes. I mean, what is the psychology of individuals and people that do this? Oh, we've got to have a world government to stop people like Iran getting A-bombs. I mean, tinker toys compared to antimatter weapons and genetic engineering and the chimera cross-species and all the things that we know are happening. The weather control, all of it. These nuts are just it's like sticking your finger in a light socket to see what's going to happen. Now, we got 30 seconds before this hour ends, and I want to encourage all of you to go to InfoWars.com if you believe in what we're doing and want powerful videos and books and DVDs and pro-gun T-shirts and InfoWars.com bumper stickers. That's InfoWars.com, the secure video and bookstore, and you can order right there or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Or get a 15-cent-a-day monthly membership at PrisonPlanet.tv and see it all online now, right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.